The All Blacks will meet the British and Irish Lions in the second test in Wellington tomorrow night. The All Blacks won their first test by 15 points. And here covering the tour is a man New Zealanders, well, we've loved to hate this man, haven't we? I think I can be that frank. His name is Stephen Jones. He's the rugby correspondent for the Sunday Times, for the Times in the UK. He's one of the most read rugby writers in the Northern Hemisphere, and he's one of the most maligned here. There's even a porcelain bust of him in a urinal in a bar in Queenstown. Stephen Jones joins us now. Good morning to you, Stephen.
Morning.
We can be quite charming at times, we Kiwis. How have we been treating you while we've been you've been touring with the Lions?
I've been in disguise, actually. I've grown a false beard and I'm going around in a dress, so no one knows it's me. And so far, it's worked really well.
I've just been talking about how we define ourselves as a nation, and rugby, of course, is a big one. Mm. Is that where you think, as a critic of the All Blacks, and for some years the All Blacks' inability to win a World Cup, is that where you think you've rubbed us up the wrong way?
No, it's far wider than that, actually. I think I've what I've done is, in a small way, is put up a mirror against the complete lack of a sense of irony that New Zealanders have, and their complete failure to note when someone is trying to wind them up, and that's almost total. They're almost good as good as not getting irony as they are at rugby.
We're a bit American-like, I think you're suggesting, are we?
Yeah, no, worse than America, far worse than America. America's, now and again, they see the joke, but New Zealanders don't.
Why do you think that is?
I have no idea. You have to. It's maybe rooted deep in the psyche, but I don't think irony is the best thing that they're good at accepting, really. But joking apart, it's very interesting your last item about taking things too seriously and defining by rugby. I mean, I don't think you're defined by sport. I think you're defined by rugby, because there are some sports. I mean, the America's Cup is not a global thing. It's not truly a worldwide thing. And even down here in New Zealand, and we've all been here, you know, you had to really follow it closely to realise it was on. It's rugby that defines you, and I think that's a really bad thing, as you suggested, because there's a million other things to life in rugby, but in New Zealand, the obsession is ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, it's yeah. Well, I would have said rugby and sheep usually are the two things whenever I'm overseas that seem to define us. But I take your point. You've covered four. I want to talk a little bit about the rugby now. You've covered four Lions tours, I think.
Yes.
Are the Lions still relevant? Do they have a future, do you think, beyond this
No,
tour?
They don't. I think this, to be serious, Rachel, this will be the last time that you see the Lions. The next tour would have been in 12 years' time, and I don't think it'll happen. The Lions have been crushed. They've been beaten by New Zealand on the field as yet, but let's be fair, there's still two tests to go. But they're smashed to bits by rugby itself, because they won't give the Lions any time for proper preparation. I mean, the Lions played the game within 72 hours of arriving here at the end of a savage season at home, and that's nonsense. It's the player welfare aspect is nonsense, and neither the New Zealand hosts or the organisers in the UK of all the other competitions will give the Lions any proper preparation time. And in this day and age, that's just not good enough. So I think this will be the last Lions tour.
But the big motivating factor surely is the revenue, isn't it?
Well, the revenue is a huge motivating factor for New Zealand. On the last tour, I saw an official report which said it made $99 million for your economy. Also made a massive amount for the rugby economy, for the New Zealand Rugby Union. And without it, I don't think that they would continue to survive, let alone make a profit or prosper. But it's not, like I say, the revenue is all one way. The rugby unions at home get $1 million each. Well, the New Zealand Rugby Union will get about 20 times that. So yeah. It's so inequitable, it's so ridiculous from so many points of view. The Lions are magnificent. There's probably, 25,000 Lions fans down here?
Yeah.
But there won't be another Lions tour unless New Zealand and the home authorities give them a chance to prepare properly.
What are you anticipating from the test itself tomorrow night, Stephen?
The Lions' controversial selections rather put me off, Rachel. They seem to be trying to play the All Blacks at their own game by playing, for instance, the Sexton and Farrell combination in midfield, which is not big and not physical. And we all thought they just picked the biggest, nastiest, naughtiest team they could, and to really take it to the New Zealanders. But that appears now that they're going to take New Zealand at their own game. Now, when you do that, you're going to lose, because at their own game, New Zealand are really, really
right.
good.
Okay, Stephen, are you going to go out for a drink in Wellington, do you think?
No, I'm going to stay in, but I get room service every night. And my friends come in to say hello to me, but they can only knock and come in with the password.
Stephen Jones, thank you so much for talking to me this morning, rugby correspondent for the Sunday Times.